This is a section of scripture that I think many people know very well. I just want to read the first few verses and then later in the chapter. Starting at verse 1 of chapter 11 of John. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness is not for death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by means of it. Then a few bits and pieces happen, and then go over, please, to verse 38. Jesus was deeply moved when he came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said, Lord, by this time the odour will be bad, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you hear me always, but I have said this on account of the people standing by, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound with bandages, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. It's interesting to me, and I trust to you, that there are little things that happen in Scripture that have a profound effect. Right, I haven't got a doll, so I've got a teddy bear. When we first have the Christmas message, the angels are told, go and you will find a baby in a stable wrapped in swaddling clothes. Now, swaddling clothes, not really anything super special. I think in today's talk, or a little bit of talk, they would have been bunny rugs, that sort of thing. But the baby was wrapped up, I don't know about you parents, but in the Rolfe's household, in with the dummy, tight wrapping around so you can't spit the dummy out, and eventually the child goes to sleep. But it's interesting, isn't it? Go and have a look. And that's recorded in Scripture. Go and have a look. How amazing. And see this baby who is wrapped in a normal way, I assume, long strips of cloth, wrapped up. But the unique thing will be that the child or the baby will actually be in a manger. Now, we then find Jesus is wrapped up when he dies, when he's crucified. He's wrapped up in cloths. That was the custom. We've got over there that we had from a few weeks ago some of the spices, but it was not uncommon for a body to be wrapped in up to 90 pounds, or let's say 45 kilograms of spice. Quite expensive. And of course, one of the problems that they had at that time was that there were grave thieves, and they would nick in after the funeral or after the embalmment, and they'd unwrap the body, take the spices and then resell them or reuse them. So they had to be very careful. But he was wrapped in these grave clothes. So he's wrapped in little clothes as a baby. He's wrapped in grave clothes as a dead man. However, what is the interesting thing about those grave clothes with the resurrection? Remember when the disciples get to the tomb with the resurrection, they look in. This is interesting because the body has gone through, as it were, the grave clothes, and the one around his head isn't unwound as if someone has escaped. It's just lying there. The body's gone through. Now, we think, oh, how interesting. How interesting. Why does John even list those things? Why do the disciples worry about these things? Well, I hope for all of us it's a reinforcement that this is our faith. This is the resurrected Jesus. This is the God who is the one we worship at the moment, a different person. So we've got him here, wrapped up, ascended. Now, we've got another person here at the moment. We've got Lazarus. Now, let me just say that people who are wrapped up in themselves don't make a very nice parcel. In John 11, we've got Lazarus who is dead. He's been wrapped up too. He's been in the tomb or the grave 4 days. How incredible. And I think when Sister says, yes, he will smell, I'm sure he will smell after 4 days, no matter what spices they have used. But Jesus goes and talks and shares with them. He's moved. Of course he's moved. Martha says he's been there 4 days. Yes, he is. This is interesting, isn't it? When Jesus first hears, he doesn't say from where he is, be healed. In other situations, he heals from a distance. But in this situation, he doesn't heal from a distance. I just want to say, God doesn't always do the same thing every time. And God doesn't always heal in the same way every time. Because he says at the start of that chapter, this illness is not unto death, but it seems like it is unto death initially, but it's for the glory of God. We don't always think if we're sick that it's for the glory of God. Some people think it's a punishment. Let's just be careful. Sometimes the situations that happen to us can be used in a unique way for the glory of God. Let's be careful about that. I just want to take a moment to say, out comes the dead man, right, and he's shuffling because obviously bandages. He's still wrapped up like a dead body. He's alive, he's been resurrected, but he's shuffling. Here we have Christmas, the coming of Jesus. Here we are people who know the living God. But I want to say, are you still shuffling? Have the bandages that have perhaps bound us from the past or the present, are they still tight around us and preventing us from living as God wants us to live as resurrected people? This is a good time of the year, I think, to stop. Some people have holidays, so it's a good time to stop and to say, is there anything from the past that I need to get rid of? Are there bandages of the past that have still got me bound up and tied up and shuffling in my Christian life rather than free in my Christian life? Or am I still bound up? I might be in the resurrected. I might be a new life, a new Christian, but at the same time, I might still be bound up. Lazarus was dead, he's alive. We were dead, we are alive now as believers. But the challenge is, are we living as God wants us to live, or are we sort of only living bound up? It's interesting to me. Might be a message from God. Yeah, good, good. There's a sense that we need, as believers, if every believer in the world, including myself, if every believer in the world lived with the freedom that Jesus offered, wouldn't we have a powerful impact on the world? But unfortunately, a lot saved, yes, but I'll still shuffle around. So, why are bandages mentioned? Well, it's interesting to the shepherds. It's interesting for our faith with the resurrection. But it's interesting here that we, I think, are meant to be, like Lazarus, the next step. Not still bound up, but released and free. Let's pray. Our Lord and our God, we are so glad for this story that reminds us that although we might be saved, there is a challenge to be released and free. And we thank you that when Jesus came, he came to bring life abundantly, not miserably. So we ask that we might be people who live life abundantly through Jesus. Amen. Now, I've got something here. And these aren't gifts for anyone. They're just books taken from my shelf that I'll take back. So you don't need to undo them. But I'm just going to give them to a few people and ask you, what would be your hope for our church and the world as we move into 2022. All right, now everyone's saying, oh, I hope he doesn't give me one. Right, so what would be your hope if we're talking a newness of life, if we're talking getting rid of anything that's binding? What would be your hope? What would be in your heart and mind? Wouldn't this be wonderful if this happened or that happened or the other happened? All right, so can I give you one, please, Christine? Janice, I mean. I always call you the wrong name. Right, right. Well, right, you'll just sit and think. Daniel, you can have one. That'd be lovely if you could tell us. What about you, Catherine? Okay. Right. Pardon? Yeah, it's all in gold, isn't it? Don't raise your eyes, that's wrong, and don't look up at the wrong time. Right. So, let's just think, and it doesn't have to be profound, it can just be simple, a simple sentence that says to us, this would be freedom for us, church or the world, something that I would love to happen. Janice, what would you want to say?
I would want to say that our faith and the light in our lives might shine radiantly as we enter the year, and that people around us would see that Jesus is real.
Right, so Janice has said that she would like our faith, the light of our faith to be radiant and to radiate around so that people would see that our faith in Jesus is real. Wouldn't that be wonderful? What a great freedom. Righto, Val, what do you reckon?
I'd like to see that my family particularly would turn more to Christ, mm-hmm. come to the church, and on the whole that more people would be convicted of their sin and feel that they must, you know, turn to God and come to Christ.
Right, so Val says she would love it if more of her family became Christians. I think many of us would love that and have that as our prayer, and that others would turn to Jesus. How wonderful. Catherine, what did you think? What would be your hope and prayer?
Growth in community, both of this church, of people getting to know and support and love people more, but also maybe in connecting with the community more too.
Right, so there's a dramatic presentation with Catherine's as well, which is a growth in community in our church, which is lovely, and in a way is that community spread out within the community as well. Is that a fair summary? Thank you, Catherine. Daniel, what would you think? You're going to go a bit extreme. Yeah, well, we've known that in your family, right?
Revival starting in Adelaide for the rest of Australia.
Right. So Daniel says revival starting in Australia, starting in Adelaide, sorry, for the rest of Australia. That's right? Great. Gilbert, what do you reckon might be a good thing?
I would echo
Daniel,
just to have the freedom to share Jesus Christ with our community, mm-hmm. people around us.
Right, so the freedom to share Jesus with people around us. So that's just some. There's another 30 or so wishes and heartaches that people have got. So that's just a little bit. Take those thoughts and let's have big thinking about the freedom when bandages are off, bondage is gone, past is dealt with and future is looked at. Let's pray. Our God, there seems to be a theme coming through of an openness to your spirit, to share faith, to developing community, for revival, for renewal, for the sharing of faith. So we take on that responsibility today. That's our responsibility. We can't palm it off onto anyone else. We want to be the sharers of faith in our lives, in our words, and in whatever way. So, Father, help us to do that, we pray, through Jesus. Amen.